And he declared that world to come to an end. And he suffered once in the end of the world. And that was the end of the law covenant. And he come to an end, and grace is here today. And when he calls it to an end, it will be from the cloud of glory. It won't be from the dusty shores of Galilee or from the Mount of Olives. But he's going to declare from heaven, brethren, one day the church is going home, and they which remain here upon this earth, if they've been born again, they're going to be changed from a natural to a spiritual. And for those that are left behind, some says that they'll see this and they'll see that. I don't know what they're going to see. I don't want to know what they're going to see, because I want to be the one in the number that when God calls, that I'll meet him for myself, and I'll go to the portals of the heavenly land where troubles can't come no more. I think sometime of the weakness of the flesh. How great is the weakness of the flesh? But I know that my God is great, and he's able to deliver us to the uttermost parts. God is able to move where man cannot, where the hand of man is very short. God is able to exhort up. And I think sometime as I see myself as a very small man on earth, and knowing that my God is great. So this morning, just for a minute of time, I'll follow along if the Lord's will. I don't know what he has in store, but I know that I love him this morning, and I want his will to be done. Some might think, well, are you a failure? Yes, I'm a failure. I was born to failure into the world, a dust worm into the world, and I come to the age of accountability, and I went the way the world has always went. All has sinned and come short of the glory of God. But one day, many years ago, I took heed as unto the light that shined in a dark place. Until that day dawned and that day star rose in my heart. And I believe the day, brethren, that the day star that sprung from on high had visited us, and that brought the knowledge of salvation by the remission of your sins. Brethren, and if you've had remission of sin, which means debt paid, covered by the blood of the one that was atoned upon that day, brethren, you see in the times and years that passed, the high priest, brethren, he would come to the inner court to go in, brethren, to offer for the people. But here's the day, brethren, he could not enter in and sacrifice. He had to sacrifice on the outside, outside the gate, my brethren. Listen, he would sacrifice and go in with the blood for the sin tone, brother. And so, brethren, in the process of time, Jesus, brethren, suffered without the gain. Oh, friend, that you and I can have an atonement for sin. Listen, the day and God, seeing man had sold himself for not and had nothing to redeem himself with. Oh, in due time, Jesus died for the sin of the ungodly. Brethren, the day taking our sin and nailing them to the cross, brethren, suffered it all for you and I, Brother Lon. Listen this morning, brethren. Oh, and burying his body of the stripes that you and I should have bore. Listen this morning. You brethren have to get you a song now. Listen, I feel very weak this morning in my voice. But God, brethren, God sent his blessed son that you and I could have life and have it more abundantly. Oh, because he lives this morning. I live also in the faith of Jesus Christ, brethren. Listen, he's always beholding you, brethren, and beholding our chat conversation. No wonder Paul said, let your conversation be yea, and not nay, brethren. Oh, let them be seasoned with grace. Brother Charles, I love to have the conversation with the brethren when we sit down together, seasoned with grace, talking about our King that had come, brethren, and died for you and I, and gave unto us eternal life. It's something to talk about this morning. Let your conversation, brethren, be always seasoned with that grace. And there, brethren, you won't be fulfilling the lust of the flesh. No, brethren. The day sin that we're drawn away when we're enticed, brethren, with our own lust and enticed. No, the day we're drawn away from God, brethren, and tempted of the wicked one. Oh, brethren, I'm glad I've got a mediator that sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. Making intercession for me this morning. He's making intercession for you. What's he saying, brother? Father, I died for that one there. He's got my blood upon him. The blood that I shed, it was good in the beginning. It's good in the middle. It's good in the end, my brother. Oh, it's like the little coat Joseph had on, brother. He had a coat of many colors. I want you to know I've got a coat today, brother. It's pure and white. It is. I've been cleansed by the blood of the Lamb that he sacrificed for me outside the camp, brother. Oh, why do you say that, brother? He left heaven and came down into this world. The suffer. Listen, he said, lo, I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me to do thy will, O God, to take away the first, that I might establish the second and set it upon better promises. Oh, what was the better promise, brethren? The law could not give life. No, the law came by Moses, but grace and truth has came by Jesus Christ, brethren. The law could not give life, but in due time Jesus died on that cross. Oh, brethren, and brung life to every man that would take heed as under that light that would shine in a dark place until the day dawned and the day star would rise in his heart. Who is that day star this morning? Do you ever consider, brethren, who the day star that sprang from on high and had visited us, brethren? Thank God this morning for the visitation of the Lamb of God. In due time, brethren, he died for the sin of the ungodly. Oh, brethren, I was lost, you was lost, going downward without end, brethren. But here, he suffered without the camp, brethren, and sacrificed. What did they do to the Lamb, brethren? Aaron and his sons would lay hands, their hand on the head of the sacrifice, brethren, and they would slay it, brethren, until the blood they'd catch. Listen today. Oh, friend, Jesus was offered up. His life life a ransom for you and I, and suffered without the gain. And they took him, brother, and wicked hands took him and nailed him to a cross, brother, and he suffered without the gate, brother. Oh, brother, that we might have a right to the tree of life. Bless the life of him that lives forever and forever. Listen, brother, who had power on earth to forgive sin, who had power on earth to heal the eyes of the blind, yet they seen all these miracles, cause the lame to walk, cause the deaf to hear, cause the blind to see. Oh, never funeral procession had he ever come by, brother. He was Tom and spoiled, brother, and raised the dead. Listen today, and one day, brother, they marveled at him, and some would scoff, some would say this and that. But one day in a house, brother, he was a preaching his word, and I'd have loved to have been there sometime to heard the voice of the Lord as the trumpet began to blow, as the sound began to go out into the hearts of the people. They gather in, and the house would be full. Oh, brethren, and there was a man who wanted to come in there to see Jesus, brethren, but he wasn't able to get out of his bed. I want you to show, I want to show you the compassion and the love of the brethren. Listen today, brethren, you ought to help one another. You ought to hold one another. And I find, brethren, that the two, he had two brethren that come and begin to help him, and carried him up on top of the house, brethren, and began to take the lattice off. The Bible never mentioned these men's name. No, brethren, but I want to regard them as helpful men of God. Oh, brethren, we need to hold each other up. We need to help one another. And doing so, love you one another. In doing so, you feel for you the commandment of God, brethren. Listen, for the law was fulfilled in one word. I love my brethren. Oh, and they let him down in the house where Jesus was. And Jesus, seeing their faith, brethren, listen today, said on that is sick of the palsy, brethren, thy sins, why did he say thy sins be forgiven thee first? Listen, he wanted to show to the world of mankind that he had power on earth to forgive sin, brethren. Oh, the Pharisees said, who can forgive sin but God? But here was God in the flesh, reconciling the world unto himself. He was the Word, brethren, that was made flesh and dwelt among men, and they beheld his glory as a glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Oh, but Jesus said unto them, what is it greater to say unto him, thy sin be forgiven thee, or say unto thee, rise up and walk. Brethren, in that hour, he took up his bed and began to march down the aisle. Listen today, I was wounded, I was cast down, there was none could help me out, brethren. All that the brethren could do was pray for me. All that the brethren can do is pray for you, but you have to go for yourself, friend. Oh, and cry, have mercy on me, poor lost man of God, brethren. Listen, poor lost sinner, listen, that's not able to hold yourself up. But God, in due time, died for the sin of you and I, that whosoever would come and take of the water of life freely could live forever. It's a river that they talked about, and that river is flowing out of the throne of God and out of the Lamb. And it was opened up on that day when they hung Him between the heavens and the earth, when it was a day known unto God that was not neither day nor night. It was a day, brethren, I declare today, when law was not even either law or grace wasn't grace. It was a time, brethren, that was neither day nor night. But brethren, I declare today, but when the time come that on that third and appointed morning, when Jesus rose and conquered over death, hell, and the grave, friend, and made a way for you and I that we can live and live forever. I'm glad He suffered without the camp, brethren, that you and I could have a right to that blood that was shed that day for the sin of the whole world, that just whosoever will come and take of the water of life freely. It's not unto the white man or the black man or unto the red or the yellow. It's unto all people, nations and tongues and people, that whosoever will come and take of the water of life freely. He said, let him that heareth say, come. Let him that is athirst come. Are you thirsting this morning? Are you hungering after righteousness? Jesus said, I stand all the day long with outstretched arms, and I'm a begging unto you to come unto me. All ye that labor and heavy laden, take my yoke upon you, learn of me. My burden's light, my yoke is easy, and you'll find rest for your soul in this world, friend. I've seen trials and tribulations, but Jesus said in me, you may have peace. If there's any peace today to be found, it's in the Lamb of God, brethren. It's in the blood of the everlasting covenant. And brethren, I'm glad I'm living in the land of the living. This is the covenant of life and not the covenant of death, brethren. We're living in the land where the covenant of life is. And I'm glad that He made a covenant with me, as he did Israel. He told Israel, I'll make a new covenant with the house of Israel, not as the old covenant. I'll take away their sin, brother. I'll take away that stony heart, and I'll give them a heart of flesh. I'll write my laws upon their heart, and in their minds I will put them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. They'll come in, and they will go no more out. For I am the light of this world, and if you will take heed unto the light, Jesus said, I'll come into you, and my Father will come in and take up our abode within you, and I'll go no more out. But I'm glad, brethren, that He come to stay that day, that night, almost 33 years ago, brethren. I've never forgot that day. And some say, brother, you don't want you to know nothing. But brethren, the Bible's full of knowledge. And I'm going to ask you that's been born again. Let me ask you a question. They talk about doubt. And they talk about whether you know you're going to heaven or not. When God has blessed you and carried you up in that spirit, what time did you ever doubt? Well, I'm going to tell you, the flesh is weak, with the spirit, brethren. I declare their perfect knowledge in the Lord. God is not to give you the spirit of fear, but of a sound mind and power and of love, brethren. That's the reason we can say when we're in the spirit, I'm going to heaven. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I thank you, Lord, for what you've done for me and delivered me out of a horrible pit and set my foot on a rock and establish my goings and put a new song in my mouth. I even praise unto His name, brethren. That's the reason we can lift up holy hands unto God and say, thank you, Lord, for salvation. Brethren, but when we get home in the body, then doubts of the warfare begins between the inward and the outward man. And sometime I'm like Brother Ivory Sires used to say, Sometime almost a little child could convince me there was nothing to me. But I'm going to tell you something, brother, the light never goes out. You might get a little dim down in the valley, and you might thank God, why am I where I'm at today? But brethren, I go back to where the landmark was, and not only the landmark, but there have been many landmarks along the way, brethren, when He carried me out on the wings of His love, and brethren called me to shout victory unto His name. There I've got the strength, brethren, that I draw. Sing that little song sometime. I'll draw my strength from Jesus, brethren. I listen, and He said, I'll withhold no blessing from you. That's the reason we can shout and praise His name, brethren. That's where we get strength from the arm of the Lord. God said, mine own arm had brought salvation unto me. Who was His right arm, brethren? Was it not Jesus Christ? He said, my arm had brought salvation unto me. Jesus was the one, brethren. He said, I was afflicted in all their affliction, and the angel of my presence saved them. Did you ever read that, brethren? I declare today, listen, God's got ministering spirits. But God's got only one begotten Son of God that was able to open the book and to loose the seals thereof. Amen. Only had one, brethren, that He begotten into this world for the sin of the world, to the sacrifice of man, that they can have life and have it more abundantly in Him. And because He lives, you can live also. If you will, hear His voice. Harden not your hearts as they did in the days of provocation. What did they do in the days of provocation? They tempted Him and saw His wrath 10 times, brethren. You tempt God, I declare you're going to see the wrath of God. And I pray today that you will pray for this nation. We need prayer for this nation, people. For the nation that forgets God will be cast into hell. We're living in perilous time, people. Men's hearts are failing them for fear of looking on the things to come. Their minds, the nations, is in perplexity, and they're troubled and worried. The world is turned upside down because of sin, brethren. That's all I can say it is. It's because they've turned their backs on God. They're like those that in the days of old went into the inner court to the hole, and they turned their face to the sun and worshiped the sun when God was their God, brethren, that delivered them out of the land of Egypt. Brethren, I'm going to tell you, God is the God that has delivered the United States and brung them to the nation of a God-fearing nation, but many hearts is turned away. But He said, brethren, if my people who is called by my name would pray, I want you to pray. I know the ungodly's not going to. Amen. If my people who is called by my name would pray, I would hear from heaven. Brethren, He said, my eyes are over the righteous. My ears are open to their cry. Oh, let us cry day and night for the strength of Israel, brethren. Listen today, who is Israel today? It's not those that are in the family of the natural bloodline over there, but a Jew is no longer one in the foreskin, but the Jew is the one been circumcised of the heart. That is the Jewish nation. That is the foundation, brethren. Listen today, and I found no other foundation can no man lay. Oh. Only Jesus Christ is the foundation. He's the rock. He's the one that the builders rejected, brethren. They turned away, they turned their face away from Him. But as many as would come, gave He them power to become the sons of God. I'm going to tell you today, it's still the same, brethren. It's only to those that will believe in the shed blood of Jesus Christ is going to heaven. Except you believe, He said that I am He. You'll die in your sins, and where I am, you cannot come. He's got one way, and he said, I'm the way, the truth, the life, and by me, if any man enters in, he shall be saved and go in and go out and find pasture. He'll give unto them eternal life. He said, I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Ain't you glad today that you got the life in you? And that life, and you shall never perish. I don't care how many doubts you have that you're this or that, brethren. If you've been born again, you're sealed until the day of redemption. There's not enough devils in hell to get one of them. Because I and my Father have come in and we've spoiled the goods of the wicked one. We bound him up, brother, and we cast him out into that sea of forgetfulness, brother Ronnie, to never be remembered to get shit of more. When God looks upon you, he sees the blood that was shed without the camp down in the land, brother, on a hill called Golgotha, where he suffered it all for you and I and caused the blood to trickle down over his head. But that wasn't the blood that I that brung life. It was when the Roman soldier entered in the blood and water. He said, this is he that come by blood and water.
That's it. Bless the Lord.
The blood redeemed covers the sin, and the water gives life. Brother, I declare today, I'm glad I got a drink of the water of life that I can live forever. I'm glad I got the blood applied to the soul, brethren, that there's not enough devils in hell to move the foundation that I build upon Jesus Christ, the author and the finisher of our faith, brethren. And you don't have to worry about the devil getting to one of them. But except you be born again, you'll perish, friend. And you get in your mind, you think you've been saved. The devil's got you where he wants you. Yeah. Study the scripture, for in them you think you have eternal life. But these are they that testify of me. Yeah. Without God, you can't fight against the devil. I hear him say, his brother get you the song. I hear him say, just rebuke the devil and he'll flee from you. Well, I'm going to tell you, if you've not been born again, what's going to happen to you? You're going to be like those down in the book of Acts. They went into the house and they'd seen Paul cast out devils. And they come into a man and they begin to call upon the name who Paul endured, brethren, I declare. And the devils looked at him and said, Paul, I know. And Jesus, I know, but who are you? And he leaped upon them and stripped them naked and cast them out of the house. Brethren, I declare today, if you're going to go out, you better go out in the name of the Lord. You better go out in the name of Jesus. But no man can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Ghost. You must be born again to be able to say, get behind me, Satan. Amen. In the name of Jesus, brethren, when the Spirit of God's upon you, you can say, get behind me, Satan, and he'll have to flee. Because where the Spirit of God is, there is light. And where light is, darkness has to flee. Thank you, Lord, for the light that lightens my path. The light of the light, the light. Brethren, it lightens my path. It's a perfect light, and it's shining more and more unto a perfect day. It's shining, brethren, today, and it's a leading his children home. And one day, brethren, in the sweet by and by, if he tarries his coming, I don't know when he's going to come, but I'll declare if he comes today, I feel in my heart I could say, Lord, come, Lord Jesus, come, and take thy weary pilgrim home. I've seen the death of the pilgrims go. Brethren, I declare, and I thought of what Moses said when come the Pharaoh, and Pharaoh began to ask him and say, how old are thee, Moses? He said, the days of my pilgrimage, it's 130 years. Few and evil have they been. Brethren, in the world you shall receive trials and tribulation. But in Jesus you can have peace. This is my peace today, that I can feel the power of the Almighty Feel the Holy Ghost down in my soul, brethren, that delivers me and carries me on the wings of His love. Where are you going to be carried to? Sometime into the mansions on high, brethren. Some say you're not walking the streets of gold, brethren. When you're in the Spirit, you're in a land that is not made by hands. I declare today, brethren, you might think that God's kingdom's out here in this earth. It's not in the earth, brethren. It's in the hearts of His people. And there no man can see that kingdom except they be born again. Amen. But here's the glorious truth. The light shines from the kingdom, and they can see the light shining from you, cheer, old church. Oh, let your light shine that they can see the works of Jesus in your heart. And glorify your Father which art in heaven. I love Him this morning. I didn't think my voice would hold up, but thank Him for holding me up, bringing a little strength out of nothing. Bringing a little strength out of nothing, brethren. And you think I think I'm something, you are to live in my body. I feel to be the least of you, brethren. I'm just a little dust worm. And God showed me one day, I thought, as I opened the Bible and seen the little worm, brethren, and you know He said, "Thy Jacob, thy worm, Jacob." Do you realize you're just a little dust worm? Oh, but brethren, I'm glad that He looked down and saw that I was flesh, brethren. Saw that I was flesh and remembered that I was weak. And I pray so often, God, remember that I'm flesh. Don't expect me to be perfect, God, because I strive, but I can't be. Oh, but He said, strive ye to be perfect. Call upon the Lord. Seek Him early, brethren, today, and call upon His name. And if you'll pray, God will hear and He will answer your prayers and deliver ye out of every temptation. There's no temptation taken man but that such as common unto man. And with the temptation, I'll make a way for you. Here's my sweet revenge to the devil. Jesus said, I'm the way, I'm the truth, and I'm the light. He is my way out of temptation, because when I'm tempted, brethren, the day and when I'm cast down, I'm not utterly forsaken, brethren, because I can feel the hand of the Lord, Brother Greg, there, and He will reach underneath of me, and He'll carry me on, bear me on wings of love, brethren, and deliver me out of the horrible pit that Satan tried to drag me down into sometime, brethren. And He will deliver me. And He will deliver all of those that trust in Him. Amen. That love Him. Unto them the call of all the elect. Are you the elect today? I declare every believer is the elect that He was talking about. People act like it was just a certain few. He was talking about them that would believe upon His name. They are the ones that they are elect today. They are the ones that the names is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, brethren, from the foundations of the world. Those that would believe. It's not saying that you can't go or you can't go. It's unto whomsoever will. Are you one of the whomsoever wills? I'm glad to be called whosoever will, that took heed unto the light that shined in my dark heart and delivered me into His marvelous light, where I can live forever and forever, brethren, in His kingdom. While here, yes, there's only one kingdom. He said, in whom the whole family, both in heaven and in earth, is named. You see, there's only one family. Part of them's here, part of them's there, but they all got one name, brethren. And that's the generation of Jesus Christ. And if you've been born again, you're part of that generation. Amen. And I declare today, brethren, when He returns again, He's coming after His own. Yeah. And He's going to know them that feared Him from generation to generation. I don't care if them dust worms has eat your body. And you went back down to the dust, to the gnarled lodgings of the tomb. You'll be able to say like, oh, the old writer of old that said, brethren, he said, though the skin worms devour this body of mine, yet in my flesh will I see God, and I'll shame for myself and not another. What flesh was he talking about, brethren? What flesh was he talking about? I'm glad, brother, this old flesh here, he's not going to live forever, but I'm going to give it a body, brother. I'm going to get a flesh like an unto Jesus' most glorious body, where I can sit down in the kingdom of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, where I can eat anew, brother, and drink with him anew over in the kingdom of God. Sometime we get a little drink, sometime we get a little bite of that bread. And brethren, that he soever eats of this bread shall never die. Amen. They eat man in the wilderness and they are dead. But if you eat of this bread, Jesus said, I am the bread that come down from God out of heaven, that you man meet thereof and never die. I'm the water of life. I'm the one that's going to give my life and I open up a fountain to the house of David for sin and uncleanliness. I'm the one's going to break the mountains down. I'm the one's going to fill the valleys and make the rough places smooth for you. My journey on earth is smooth because Jesus has paved the way in grace, brethren. Grace to grace, faith to faith. That's my way. That's my life. That's the way that I want to walk in. Amen. Don't you want to go to heaven today? Amen. It's rich. It's full of grace. It's full of mercy. Amen. The tender mercies of our God, brethren, has been upon the children of disobedient. But one day, if you don't repent, you're going to see the wrath of God. And the wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience. The wrath of God, brethren, is going to be poured out. And it ain't going to have no mixture in it in that day. There ain't going to be no grace today, brethren. And in the day when Jesus leaves the throne, the right hand of God, it's going to be judgment day, brethren. He's going to come and redeem his children unto him. And those that didn't know him in a pardon, remission, or sin, he's going to say unto them on the left side, depart from me, you workers of iniquity, for I never knew ye. Depart from me. Where's he going to depart to? You might think, some says, well, I must hush, brother. Some says they're going to know their friends down in hell. Some says they're going to be walking around and having a good time. Just it's going to be this or that. If they're going to be weeping and gnashing of teeth. I'm going to tell you what. Did you ever see a lake that you could walk in? I'm going to tell you, the Bible said they're going to be cast into a burning lake of fire where they're going to sink and burn in the smoke of their torment, ascend up forever and forever. Brethren, they're not be no walking around thinking they're just going to be sinking and gnashing each other because of pains. And all five senses are going to be there with that body that cannot die, brethren. Is that not the record of God or not, brethren? That's the truth as it is in Jesus Christ. Repent while you have the opportunity. Amen. And that's the only way you got the opportunity if Jesus is drawing you today. Amen. No man can come unto the Father except my Father which sent me draw him. But how many has he drawn? I've drawn them all. He said, I stand all the day long and saying, come unto me all ye that labor and heavy laden. Yes, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. If you'll take it upon you, you'll find peace to your soul. Amen. You'll find rest in the time in the midst of storms. You'll find the little slow, little old still voice saying, I'm here. Don't worry about the pain and the suffering of this life. Soon it'll all be over. I'm here and I'll never leave you. I promise you. I promise you. Thank you, Lord, for the promise that he made. I promise you. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I promise you, I'll come again. And if I come again, I'll receive you unto myself. That where I am, there you may be also. I am coming again. Won't you go to heaven with Jesus? Won't you be ready to meet him in peace? Sing, brethren, I must hush.
113.
Thank you, Jesus.
My way grows.